This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole congratulated President Aquino of the Philippines on a home run, then made a surprising error himself. In a moment, we'll face off. Bob, the high point of Philippine President Aquino's visit to the United States was her dramatic address to Congress on the return of democracy to the Philippines. For a moment, Bob, even you were caught up in the occasion. You forgot your right-wing pro-Marcus roots and called Mrs. Aquino's address a home run, and she told you she hoped the bases were loaded. But then you threw a curved ball at her country, Bob, and insulted her in the bargain. The House voted much-needed U.S. aid to the Philippines that even the Reagan administration wants. But you criticized the aid, blocked it in the Senate for 2 weeks, and embarrassed President Aquino before you finally relented and allowed the aid to pass. Marcos and the right wing may love you, Bob, but as a statesman, you struck out.
Ted, buried in the middle of that little speech we just heard, you accidentally put your finger on the difference between us. The phrase you used was, quote, caught up in the occasion, end quote. That's your style of doing things, Ted. Whenever you see the chance for some partisan gain, you get caught up in the occasion, endorse some knee-jerk action, and write out a check. Fortunately, that's not the way the Republican majority in the Senate acts. We look before we leap and find the money before we spend it. That's exactly what we did on the Philippines when we passed the Dole program for new aid, a sound program paid for with no new taxes or no new deficits. Oh, one footnote for our listeners, Ted. Thanks for joining the overwhelming number of other senators, Republicans and Democrats alike, in voting for the Dole Amendment. This is Senator Bob Dole. Just when the nation is demanding tough action on drugs, Ted goes soft and the liberals start hollering. Find out tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.